and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's a moment of silence for our service personnel.
Roll call, please.
I think we're all here.
All right, Director Bowie.
Here.
Director Israel.
Here.
Director Morgo.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
And Director Link.
Here. Approval of the Finance Audit Committee meetings and warrants and approval of the board regular meeting minutes for the 15th of August.
I make the motion we approve.
I second.
Director Bowie.
Aye.
Director Israel.
Aye.
Director Wargo.
Aye.
Director Davis.
Aye.
And Director Link.
Aye. No awards, no awards of contracts, an update from the past regional water alliance.
I missed it last month because I was going by the dates instead of following. It was the fourth Wednesday of the month.
Uh-huh.
And we had a fifth Wednesday, so I was thinking of the fifth. So I missed it. But I do have an update from San Antonio Pass Water.
Okay.
They still, Stevenson?
Stevenson.
He's still wanting to put on their agenda for the pipeline to come out to Cabazon. So.
Against Davis's wishes.
He keeps wanting to bring it up at their workshops, their financial workshops. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to go to all their meetings. They have a meeting every Monday at 1:30 because their times change. I'm not going to do all that. I'm just going to go to their board meetings.
Yeah, I understand.
So that's where it stands right now.
Okay. Mr. Louie, you're going to have to move over to the other chair?
Yeah, I should. We had a cert class over the weekend. We allowed a guy named Dennis Day from Riverside County Emergency Management Department utilized the boardroom here. There's a photograph there of all the attendees from Cabazon. I also made a copy of the email he sent me acknowledging and thanking the district for the use of the facility. The Desert Hills replacement water meter finally has arrived, so I'm going to be coordinating with them on replacing. One of my water operators that overseen that went home sick today, so what I need to determine is will there be a temporary service termination or not? And once we determine that tomorrow, I'll coordinate with management at the center, and then we'll have it done hopefully before the end of this week.
Is this to replace the faulty meter or that meter reads different than all the rest of them?
Well, the center's staff was the one that dropped that traffic grade steel plate.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And so we get an emergency call, and then my guys, or the district guys, they tried lifting the plate, and it slipped, and that's what damaged the water meter. So what we've been doing is we've been just estimating their water usage for the last 2 months. And why it's taking this so long, I don't know why. I've jumped on our supplier, HD Supply. I wrote them, escalated to the point where I say, hey, this is affecting our revenue because obviously there's more usage, especially with the rash of this last heat wave we've had in the triple digits. But, you know, what are you going to do about it? Hopefully, like I said, before the end of this week, we'll have that meter replaced.
Okay. Can you schedule it for off hours?
If we have a shut, we have to shut off the, terminate the water service, yes, we're going to do that after hours.
Okay.
Is it the same type of, is it an upgrade from the previous water meter that was causing all those faulty reads?
No, it's a different meter, so that's
the question
I have. Yeah, so yeah. Is it the same model, or is it easier to read? Is this model easier to read, so we're not going to...
Yeah, and it's also, we also improved the, or upgraded the above ground meter too, because it's a real time instead of just estimating. And we're also working with our SCADA engineer, because why have a SCADA where that prevents or eliminates having to go actually down into below grade to read the totalizers, but they're off by like 3,000 to 6,000 gallons. And they're trying to correct that too. Let's see. Two of the three field crew, they went up to Sacramento last week and attended what I call a water boot camp, and then they took the state exam this last Saturday. So hopefully they'll pass, and we'll have everybody actually, except for our accounts representative, will be certified water operators. The crew has expressed their desire for wanting another service truck with the utility bed, you know, all the little compartments on the side. It's to the point where the tools that they keep in the buckets and the amount of work they have to do and the kinds of repair, you know, it tips over, and I guess they organize these buckets, and when they tip over, all the parts and all the hand tools and wrenches get all mixed up, and they spend time having to organize that. So I'll put that on the next agenda. And of course I advise them, budget and finances are real tight, so it might be just something that we'll put on the wish list for something in the future.
I'd like you to investigate something, an alternative, and that would be a service trailer, a bumper pull trailer that has a service box on it with all the toolboxes on it, and that can actually, when they need it, just hook it up to either truck and take it out to a site and work with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That might be cheaper than a
well,
vehicle.
Yeah, you can get a single axle flatbed. You would have with wide axles on it that's rated at 10,000 pounds, because you can't pull anything over 9,999 pounds without having a Class A license. So if we get a trailer in that respect, a bumper pull that's got a service bed on it, you spend, I'm just going to throw a number of 10 grand out there.
Mm-hmm.
You spend 10 grand and we don't, you know, we can grow into a truck later on. But
yeah.
At this point in time, $10,000 as an arbitrary number is a lot better than $60,000.
All right. Okay. Yeah, thank you. I made a note of that, and I'll look into that. Is that time of the year again for our sanitary survey inspection. And that's not only does the state health people come out and look at our physical water facilities and pumping facilities, but they will also inspect our records. So we've been, for the last 3 weeks, we've been trying to put ensure that that's all together, so hopefully we'll get another pass on the results. And that's my report for this month.
I would like to ask you to take a moment, and we'll make a couple of copies of this, please. Thank you.
Hopefully everyone drives shopping.
There's no information. Find out who all wants to go.
Pass it out to you.
Hopefully we go this year.
Yeah. I don't know where it's at. You should call me right now.
I'm gonna find the website.
I probably fit too. This is probably better than this.
Anything else, Mr. Louie, on your report?
Yep.
Next item would be the sustainable groundwater update. Since Steve's not here, do you have any information on that?
I just came from the Sigma grant planning meeting, and some of the notes I took was we decided that the San Antonio Pass Water Agency will be the lead agency, and they will outsource the grant writers. The grant application for the various projects is due November on or before the 10th of November. It was decided that amongst the people that attended, which was the City of Banning, Banning Banch, Mission Springs, us, the San Antonio Pass Water Agency, and Desert Water Agency, that we would like to apply for 3 monitoring wells, and 2 of them will be in place somewhere in the Cabazon sub-basin.
I thought they already had a monitoring well out there. Oh, no, that's Sigma, that's not San Antonio Pass.
Yeah. Currently, the pass has monitoring wells south of Highway Interstate 10 at the Robertson cement plant, and one at the Banning Airport.
There's a monitoring well at approximately Carmen and Canal behind me. I remember drilling it. Remember?
They didn't mention that, but.
Do you remember that?
I
told you about that.
Was that Dr. Berman and Ripcomb?
No. This was just where my place is. It's down probably where Carmen intersects the canal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a little farther on the east side of the canal.
Well, I'll make a note of that, and maybe I'll refresh Mr. Davis's memory. And where was it located? Just south of the wash?
No. The canal. Behind my house, the canal that runs at a 45-degree angle, it's down where Carmen intersects that canal approximately.
Okay.
It's down in that area. I don't remember the exact coordinates, but...
East of Almond,
mm-hmm. east of the drainage canal or the separation canal that runs north, northwest to southeast.
Okay, all right. And lastly, he disclosed that USGS has federal grants that can assist communities that are classified as severe disadvantage communities with even with matching funds, so we're going to look into that.
Okay.
And that was that's what came out of that meeting.
Okay. Next item is approval of the 6th amendment to the general manager's employment agreement.
To avoid conflict, either Chairman Link, either you or you're going to appoint somebody to take the records and do the duties of the board secretary.
Yeah, just go ahead and bring, ask it over. So basically, the question is the
get your other. As long as I got it right, nothing else on there other than who writes
yay or nay. Well, no, we're just going to discuss whether, discuss it for a moment, and then go yay or nay.
I mean, we already did.
We, but this is basically a formality from what we did in the closed session.
Closed session.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so this is what up?
Yes. I agree with what I
thought. Okay. Any question, comment?
Nope.
Okay, so I need a motion to approve or deny.
Making a
motion.
So I have approved.
The Sixth Amendment. To the
second.
So a motion to, for the Sixth Amendment. They don't give me enough room to write.
We're making the motion to approve the Sixth Amendment to the General Manager's Contract. I'm going to fucking do it.
That was pretty good at the motion on that. Yeah,
okay. It was made by Wargo. Who seconded it? Okay. Director Bowie?
Abstain due to conflict of interest.
Yes.
Make it vocal, please.
Director Israel, yes. Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. New business, because of the election, only three people ran for the three open seats. They were just appointed by the registrar of the county, so there was no election. So.
And who are they, do we know?
Yes.
Okay. There,
this guy, this woman,
and Martin Sanders.
Actually, no.
No?
No, it's my position. Sarah's.
And mine.
Yes.
That's who she's saying.
Yeah.
She said she was pointing to me.
No.
Yeah, you're pointing to you.
You.
She was pointing to you.
You were pointing past me.
I was like, this guy.
See, that was a round point. Anyway, so that's now good. It's Mark Sanderson, yourself, myself, and then you two.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, congratulations. So, you and Sarah, 2 years again, or?
Nope.
Four.
No, four.
Four. And Martin?
All 4 years.
Four?
All four.
All three of them four?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Next item is the discussion concerning Juan Perez, the property on Dolores Avenue, petition for water service. We're moving a packet that we had tabled this from last meeting. Because there were some questions, and then we received a letter from the code enforcement because there was questions whether or not it was what was going on, and this letter was received, and I asked it to be put in the board packet for us. You have a copy of the letter, correct?
I do.
Okay, the two guys behind you.
Yeah, this letter I had it definitely. I had this letter since they cut the water the 2 years ago. This letter was not right now.
Well, this was just received by Ellie.
Ellie, she just spoke with Riverside County Code Enforcement Department, and they said that this letter is still active, and also our legal department says you guys, as the board, the water board, does not have the authority to supersede an order from any law enforcement agency.
So basically, at this point, you need to get a letter from the county and bring it to us stating.
Because I talked to them, see my case is closed and everything. He says, I don't know why they give you so much trouble.
Do you have any letters saying that it's closed?
He said he didn't even have to give me a letter. He said, if not, you guys can call him. He said, if not, have them call me. And that's all he said.
After the last meeting, I asked LA to call down there to make sure, and they told them the letter was still in enforcement. So my suggestion is to go down there and ask them for a piece of paper, not somebody's blah, 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 okay?
And also I have this like this. Is that right? Like when I had my bill over there, the water is under my name, but you guys went and shut my water, my mom's water over here in Broadway, and added the account.
Since I'm not in the office, I don't know the ins and outs of that.
And they make this paper like saying all kinds of stuff that mean and all of that.
Just so that the board is aware, the letter that is in question has no date.
Okay, but so it's still from the county and it's still.
It's still from the county, but as far as I know, every county paper that I get has a date on it.
Director Bowie, Ellie called the county last week and verbally over the phone confirmed that the shutoff notice is still active.
But the point is, she can confirm all she wants. The paper's not in my work packet.
What?
She can confirm all she wants, but the point is this paper that we have, and like I said, I just want it in the public.
2 years ago, the same
there's no date on it. So to make a decision,
without
a date?
There's
no decision.
This is only a discussion. Mm-hmm. There's no decision to be made. I anticipated him coming in and I wanted to make sure this information was out there. As far as what's happening with the other one, we can't do anything about it because it's not, we can listen to what you have to say, but we cannot make a decision on it because it's not on what they call the agenda. Okay?
And also my bill, why it went to $9,000? I'm already paid all that money, but not even know for what.
We would have to find out from the accounting side of things to be honest with you, sir, because I don't have that information with me right now. Okay, because the bill contention of the bill is not on the agenda, I can't do anything about that. We can't discuss it or make a decision. All we can do is ask you to submit some kind of a letter or a request for information tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And so that they can give you the information in a written form as to what the issue is. Okay.
So if I get a letter from the court enforcement saying I get my water turned on,
yes,
and then I can go about the money I paid?
Yes,
we can go about for all that money.
I would just, if you can, go down to, I'm not sure whether the office, they used to have an office in Banning, I don't know if it's still there. If it's not, you probably have to go to Indio.
Okay. Downtown Riverside.
No, but there's a regional
code enforcement,
office.
And that's the director
because
of code enforcement.
Officer Doris, he don't even work there no more.
Go above him, go to Officer Black, and he'll take care of your needs.
Looking at the agenda, what can you talk
about?
Can we learn anything about him from today? What can we talk about?
Well, he can tell us what his concerns are about, you know, his public, but about the...
I mean, he's on the agenda.
Right.
Okay.
But as far as we can't make a decision on doing anything because we have this letter. Irregardless of whether it has a date on it or not, I'm not going to stick my neck out on the line and violate law.
The first letter I got, they're the same copy that you guys have, and I have this one for 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just copied, and it's the same one you gave me right now.
Okay, well, I just wanted you to understand what they conveyed to us the past couple days or whatever. But as far as you can discuss the other item about the other bill, but we can't take action on it, okay? Because it's not on the agenda item to discuss. Okay, but you can voice your concerns and they can be made note of, and we can ask the office to look into it. Okay? I'm not trying to steer you in the wrong direction.
No, I just paid all that money because I wanted my water back on.
Yeah, I understand.
I paid the money and my water's not back on. Nobody have to order money now.
Well, because you owed the bill for the water though, right?
No, but not 9,000.
See, that I don't know about. That's an accounting issue. Unless you can.
Was that the 9,000? Was that it?
I'm talking to someone, please. Do you have any information concerning what he's talking about at this point?
Well, I know Ellen's explained it to them several times. I can have her, you can direct us and you have them come back. Well, she's on vacation, but maybe Ellie, if she comes back tomorrow, she can re-explain it to him. We've given them all the backup.
A written format?
Yeah.
Please?
Okay. And we've given him all the supporting documents.
All right, so that's what I'm going to ask him to put something in a written format for you.
Because I got all my receipts and I've been paying.
Yeah, I understand. So the suggestion is to go to the code enforcement office that either what's on this paperwork, call it, start there, and then work your way up the chain of command to see what you can get.
Oh, okay.
The $9,000, is that a connection fee?
To put it back to water, because now they give me another paper and I got to pay $1,000 for parts. On that $9,000.
So did they pull the meter out and
they
put it up?
They took the meter out and all this stuff. They did it twice.
So when you bought the property in question, did you have to pay another $9,000 for
the
water?
No, I just turned my water on and they turned it on.
And then they turned it off and now they're charging me $9,000.
Now they're charging me all that money to get it back on.
And plus
$1,000 for parts.
Ellie, will you be here tomorrow?
Hopefully.
Okay.
She was sounding a little better today.
Okay. I'll call and find out some information.
If you need an interpreter.
Thank you.
The next item of discussion action, the California Rural Water Association Conference. My understanding, they don't have information out yet about that, when it is, where it is.
Based on Mrs. Lemus's notes, Director Ward was the one that requested to have this item to be placed on the agenda.
Yeah, I wanted to find out, excuse me, more information about they have a general management class there, and that seemed to be like the most efficient thing last time we went there. I sat in it, and I don't know, you would be, if we could get some information about what that class entails, could you come out with a certificate to be able to run any public utilities? So if that'd be something that you or Ellie would be interested in, or any other board members, or what information there is about that class. I know that it was an additional $200 from the ticket price last year, or in 2016, when I went. But it seemed like that had a lot of good information. So, I want more information about that.
Okay, well, once they start releasing information about that, we can get that. But she just wants to keep it up in everybody's mind.
We've had budgeted this year about $10,000 to $12,000 for training. That's including board members. And with the boys, sending them up to Sacramento, so far out of that $10,000 or $12,000, it's been about $8,500. Because there's per diem, the travel, and the hotel, plus, you know, the fees. And the budget is considered a guideline. And if the board would like to direct me to find the money, I'll go and do it. But we still have another week-long class, and I could send one person and ask for backflow tester. And that's a one-week class. And as I said, I think financially we're going to afford to send one person to go be a certified backflow tester. So, but as I said, if the board wants to direct me, I'll find the money.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
We'll look into that later when we get more information of costs and all that. That's my opinion.
Where it is and everything.
Yeah. I mean, if it was right here at the grant.
No, it's an item on the agenda. It says discussion or action, so you can either table it or you can direct
me.
Table it.
Yeah, we'll table it. Okay, San Gregorio Pass Water Agency letter of support regarding the leasing water from the Apple Valley Eastern Kern Water Agency, Nickel Water. How can you lease water? It's like, I can't give it back. So I think I would be buying it. Does that make sense to you?
Makes absolute sense.
You know, yeah. I lease a car, I turn it back in. Well, if they want their water back, just start sending a few cups.
In terms of lease, they're thinking that a determined amount of time. As a guaranteed purchase of water.
A long-term lease.
Okay, but then there's still the big, if we don't have any way to get any of this water, right? This Nickel Water can go to Banning, can go to the rest of the Pass Water Agency, which we're a part of, but there's no way for Capcom to get any of this water. Is that correct?
At this time, yes, you are correct. I consulted with the legal, and they said the language on this letter that's in your package, they said it is appropriate. And is for the board to support this is to ensure the future availability of the state water project, you know, the water from the state water project. And I think that's important that we look into the future. So you're correct. We may not, the community may not benefit now if you vote to support this, but it's to ensure future, because there's going to be a time where our groundwater is going to be so depleted. It may not be in our lifetime, but you know, as responsible board members, I think you should look at the future for our, you know, for your children and their children. So if anybody wants to get into the technical, I took some notes, or if you just, or if you want to just approve this, since it's up to the board's.
This is all just like a formality. It's more of a show of support than anything else. It's
correct, and the reason why they call it Nickel Water is because in the year 2000, the Kern County Water Agency purchased the water rights from the Nickel family. So that's why it's called Nickel Water.
I need a motion to approve or deny.
I make the motion to approve.
I second.
Wargo seconded?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Director Bowie.
Aye.
Director Israel.
Aye.
Director Wargo.
Aye.
Director Davis.
Aye.
And Director Link.
Aye. Public comment? Mr. Business. Future agenda items? Do you have anything you want to say?
So you guys are trying to get the water from not only Banning, but also from Nipple, right?
No, what it is the, well, Banning would be a pipeline from Banning that's interconnected to San Gregorio Pass Water Agency feeder, which comes from the California Aqueduct from, I think, Silverwood?
Correct.
Thing is they don't want to put the pipeline in, because they don't want the Indians to get part of the water.
That's right.
Yeah. But it's a catch-22. We get a pipeline and we get water, and we don't use our groundwater, the Indians get it. The aquifer is depleted. Then when the pipeline's in, we get water from the Sangaroni Pass water region. One way or another, we're going to need to get a pipeline in eventually.
Is there any way you guys can go around the reservation somehow?
Well, no, it's not a matter of going around the reservation. What would happen is, say a pipeline is brought in and it's just tied right into our system.
Sure.
It goes to the houses, which means there's reduced use of the well to pull the water from underground. So the Indians would just be able to use that water. So in essence, they're getting Sangaroni water for free because we're not using our water. They're using it. So, and that's what the deal is with the pass water. Next item, or did you have anything else? Future agenda items?
All the hurricanes that are going on and the earthquakes in Mexico?
Yes.
What is our plan as a board for emergency plans?
Emergency management?
Yeah.
Well, it's a catch-22. If I remember right, there's an earthquake valve on each of the tanks, correct? Is there earthquake valves on the tanks?
Yes.
So if there's an earthquake sizable enough to break piping, the valves will close. In other words, and then so we'll have the tanks will have whatever water's in them. Okay? So we have that on all the tanks. The thing would be, as far as a emergency plan, I don't remember if there was ever one put together for the district as far as water rationing, water.
I think we should have something like that in a plan put together because we are in the middle of.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And like I said, I don't know about y'all, but Mexico having those big earthquakes is putting stress on our fault lines, which kind of makes me kind of nervous. And I'd like to know, you know, what we got for a plan.
It's all Gore's fault because he said it's global warming. Anyway, do we really have a much of an emergency strategy in the event of a major earthquake and that we have a disruption of the infrastructure?
We can discuss it at the next board meeting if you like.
Okay, so let's put that as an agenda item to set up.
Yeah, because I know we also got that one pipeline running through.
Which one?
The
gas line?
There's
two of
them. Jet fuel, we got the there's gas.
There's a petroleum and a natural gas.
Uh-huh. And then we've got, what is that, big pipeline that from the Colorado River going through town?
You mean the California Aqueduct?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's only like 22 feet. It just goes right here.
Yes, the Mighty Met. What we call in the Metropolitan Water District, the Mighty Met.
Okay. Is there any other items you'd like to see on the agenda?
Not on the agenda, but I have a question for you. When were they going to be putting the Travelon pipeline on the, and that wasn't at the Pass Water Agency, that was at the Alliance?
And no, that was the water agency.
Okay. So when are they going to be putting?
I don't know. They keep, you know, that one board member keeps saying something about it every time.
Keeps bringing it up.
Yep.
In approval or against it?
No, to put it on the
agenda.
Yeah.
I mean, would it make a difference if the rest of the board was there?
Probably not. Because it's got to do. Jeff Davis is the one that, when it gets brought up, he is the one that says, well, we need to put it in one of the workshops, one of their finance and audit workshops. So.
Well, basically, let's face it, they don't want to put a pipeline in because it's cabazon. They'd much rather spend the revenue on all of the muckety-mucks over there, Yucaipa, Calamesa, Beaumont,
yeah.
Cherry Valley, Banning.
And just because Eric Frazier is gone doesn't mean that they're still not trying to be greedy about the water.
We kind of shot that one in the foot.
I sure did. Well, we did. We killed it.
Okay. Management have anything for you, Jenny? No? staff, board members, see if we can have a card comment. Board member comments?
I just see the Dollar General's going in, huh?
Yeah, we have a pre-construction meeting Thursday morning.
Okay. Finance, next item is finance and audit workshop, Tuesday, October 17th. Regular board meeting Tuesday, October 17th. Personnel committee, none. Past regional water alliance meeting September 27th.
Yes, and that is the fourth Wednesday.
Make a motion and we can.
Yes.
Adjourn the meeting?
Yep.
Can I second it?
Yes.
Second by Director Israel. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
Oh, 33 minutes.